You're listening to 89.1 WEMU. This is On the Ground Ipsy, our weekly conversation about the online Concentrate Media article from this week. I'm Lisa Berry, and we're joined by On the Ground Ipsy project manager Sarah Rigg, here to talk to us about one of her stories this week. And it looks like we're talking about solar power in the Ypsilanti area, Sarah?
Yes, that's right. So I've written about solar Ipsy and about solar power in general in Ypsilanti before, but we have a story this week about a number of solar projects going on due to a really cool grant funding opportunity. And I brought with me Dave Strensky, who is the founder of a grassroots organization in Ypsilanti called Solar Ipsy.
Hi, Dave. Thanks for joining us.
Hello. It's a pleasure to be here.
Solar Moonshot is what the program is called, I believe. Who wants to tell us what that's about?
I can start there. So actually, this started about a year ago when I got a cold email from a person out in California who was actually initially trying to put solar in all 50 states. And he asked if I could help put one in Michigan, and I said, no problem. And I hooked him up with our local Second Baptist Church and talked to the church, got them introduced to the Solar Moonshot people, and they funded a 10 kilowatt installation on that roof. And then because he was trying to get one in all 50 states, I have a brother in Illinois, and I helped him put one there. And then my friend Steve Pierce in town, he helped him put one in Albuquerque. And then this year rolled around, and I sent the guy an email and said, got any more money? And he said, sure. And then they kind of like formalized the program, and they made a website. It's solarmoonshot.org. And it's a very simple application, about four pages. I got it down to about 15 minutes now to submit an application and request funds for a different project. And so I started with Growing Hope, and they got approved. And so I said, well, what if we submitted another one? And so then I did Riverside Arts. And I'm working with the organizations, right? So I call up the nonprofit, look at their electric bills, hook up with a contractor who could give us a quote for that project, and then I walk the nonprofit through this application process.
Let's go back to the beginning. You say you got a cold call. So you weren't looking for this. Somebody came to you being with Solar Ipsy and said, hey, we got this great idea. For free, we're going to give people solar power?
Yeah. It's not that odd, because I actually get cold emails every day. Every day there's somebody who's sending me an email who I have no idea who they are. And they're either asking for information, a contractor, they have a problem. It's amazing the number of emails I get. And I try to just answer them all. And this one happened to be a good one to answer.
So they're providing solar power for free for nonprofits?
Yes. So the program has kind of changed. I think we've been a little too successful. So initially, they weren't asking for any matching funds. They just wanted a good project. And from what I learned last year, the thing that they seemed to be most concerned about was like speed and the cost. So I think it's just the philanthropist who's just trying to get as many panels up on the roofs as possible. And that's exactly what I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to get panels on roofs. So I would find nonprofits, make sure they were okay with it. And then I've been working with Distributed Power mostly. I've worked with a couple different ones, but I hooked up with Distributed Power and said, hey, if I get multiple projects going, you know, will you give me a little better price? And they're all in Ipsy. And he said, yeah. So we have a really streamlined process now. I get the nonprofit interested. We get a quote from Distributed. And then we submit the application. So initially, there was no match. And we got five projects approved. And those were Growing Hope, Riverside Arts, Ypsilanti Housing Commission, Metropolitan Memorial Baptist Church, and High School. And then I started submitting even more, and I think I had another six or so in the queue, and they said, hey, hold on a second now, let's change the rules a little bit. And so now they were looking for matching funds. But I've been able now to be able to find matching funds, or the nonprofits have been able to find matching funds. And so I think we have another six that might get approved, or at least they're in the works.
How enthusiastic have these recipients of this basically free solar power installation been? Has anyone said, no thanks? Or is everyone very excited about it?
Interestingly, a couple have said no thanks for a variety of reasons. I actually think they're good reasons. I won't call them out, but some organizations are actually quite large, you know, multi-million dollar budgets, and they have limited staff. And so this is like a $25,000 grant, and they would love to go for it, but they just don't have the available cycles to put towards the project.
Are there any architectural concerns?
Well, there was another nonprofit who says, yeah, we might be moving in a year. Other nonprofits say, well, we're going to be replacing our roof in a year. And so that's kind of the typical reasons why they're not interested.
Sarah, who else did you talk to for this week's article?
I talked to Barry LaRue because he was involved in three different projects. He was involved in the Riverside Arts Center one, and then two other ones that are in process that may or may not get funded, but have been applied for, the Highland Cemetery and First United Methodist Church. And he was saying that the Historic Commission in Ypsilanti is generally favorable to solar installations, but they're really happy if it doesn't have a visual impact on the building. And so like Riverside, you know, they were perfectly happy to have a solar installation there because there's a parapet on the top of the roof, and so you can't see the installation at all from the street. I talked to Cynthia Van Renterhem, who is the executive director of Growing Hope, and she was saying it had been, you know, like a 10-year dream of Growing Hope to put solar on their farmhouse that they use as their administrative offices. They have a small solar installation down at their Tuesday Market location, but they'd always wanted to do their offices and just hadn't been able to find a grant or, you know, the right opportunity to fund it. So they were just really thrilled, and they think they will be covering not only all of their electrical costs, but putting energy back into the grid. And then I talked briefly to Brad Rushlow from HighScope. They are actually, I think, if I'm not mistaken, putting in the installation this week, or I think they started last week and are maybe going into this week. They were pretty excited, both not only for the energy savings, but they teach, they have a teaching preschool there. And so the kids will get to learn about, you know, sustainable energy as well from that. So yeah, this is such a cool opportunity for Ypsilanti.
I believe someone from Growing Hope called Dave Strensky a solar hero. How do you feel about that, Dave?
So, I'm just having fun. That's I don't get paid. This is a volunteer kind of operation. You know, people think that Solar Ipsy is some big organization. We're not even incorporated. We're not a 501c3. So it's interesting. I can't even take the money. So kind of my goal in life is to just kind of pair up donors with nonprofits and make it happen.
Yet there are benefits to the environment, and there must be financial benefits to these people who say yes to solar.
Yes, and actually that's one of the things that's really been motivating me lately is more like in the Ward 1 district of Ypsilanti. I've been talking with some churches down there, and that group just aren't as in tune with solar power, so they would have never seen this. And for me to bring it in, and it actually was quite a chore to convince them because, you know, you're going to what? Give me free money? And they just couldn't believe it. And so I really had to walk them through the process and says, no, we've done this, you know, four times before. There's no strings attached. And it's just going to happen. So they can't believe it.
The program is called Solar Moonshot. Dave Strensky from Solar Ipsy. Sarah Rigg, always good to talk to you as well for On the Ground Ipsy here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you.